Stress these days just seems to be a fact of life, and yet all too often, we put ourselves under more stress than we need to. Why is that? And what can you do about it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me. Today, we're going to take a look at the stress you put yourself under from a different perspective. And stick with me because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about a free daily resource that I'd love to send you to help you live in peace and quiet confidence. You and I have this habit of putting ourselves under pressure and stress needlessly. Don't believe me? Well, today we're going to chat about how we do that exactly and what we can do about changing our habits. Because there are more than enough things out there that are going to cause you and me stress, whether we like it or not. There are going to be situations and circumstances completely under our control that cause us stress. The loss of a loved one, a difficult boss at work, financial problems, health issues. There are plenty of things out there that are going to come our way, whether we like it or not, that are going to cause us stress. So if that's the case, why would we possibly want to needlessly put ourselves under stress? Today, we're going to chat about the main three ways that we cause ourselves stress. I'd be surprised if you don't recognize at least one of these in your life. The first one's physical. Sometimes we think of stress as being purely an emotional or even spiritual thing. And of course, it is those things. Although we Christians, especially preachers like me, have this tendency to over-spiritualize stuff whilst ignoring the physical realities. And the physical reality is that God has given you and me a body. It's an utterly amazing body. Tens of thousands of miles of blood vessels, a brain that no computer can match, a series of chemical feedback and control systems that to this day defy scientific understanding. Now, we know that when we don't treat our body properly, it's not going to perform at its best. And we kind of know that how we treat our body is going to have an effect on our emotions. Yet so many people just abuse their bodies and then they wonder, why do I feel stressed? Last year on the program, we went through a four-week series that I called Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age. In 9 years to date, it is the single most popular series we've ever put to air. We had a massive response from around the globe. And by the way, the e-booklet that I wrote, which was my top three secrets for losing 25 kilograms, is still available in the resources section of ChristianityWorks.com as a free download. There are three things we do. We eat too much of the wrong stuff. We don't get enough sleep. And we don't get enough exercise. How many times have you heard someone, including me, banging on about diet, exercise, and sleep? And yet still the first and most obvious thing that we get wrong when it comes to managing our stress is how we treat our body. So come on, if the hat fits, wear it. Are you sick of feeling tired? Are you sick of feeling bloated and stressed? Then do something about it. All of those messages in that series, Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age, are available in the resources section of ChristianityWorks.com under the health subject area. Grab them, listen to them, read the transcript, grab the e-booklet, do something about your health. Well, don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. See, God expects us to look after this amazing body that he's given us. And when we do, let me tell you, our stress levels drop dramatically. The second thing that we do to put ourselves under stress is constantly second-guessing ourselves, constantly telling ourselves that we're not good enough, not fast enough, not smart enough. You know what that's called? Low self-esteem. And it might surprise you to know that this is a trap that I easily fall into. Are you shocked? Well, here's how it works for me. I'm a bit of an achiever. I drive things hard. I work hard. I try and deliver on time. It's who I am. And when you're that kind of person, you can see not only all the things that you have achieved, but all the things that you haven't yet achieved. So then you start to tell yourself, come on, I'm not good enough. I'm not working hard enough for God. Bernie, you should be doing better. You should be getting up earlier. You should be working longer. You should be delivering sooner. You need to get more done. Look at all the things you haven't done yet. You're failing God. It's easy to fall into. Or at the other end of the scale, perhaps you only ever see your inadequacies because you're constantly comparing yourself to other people. Does anyone recognise that? It's like that song by Casey Chambers. Am I not pretty enough, or smart enough, or liked enough, or strong enough, or articulate enough? So we find all these ways to put ourselves under enormous pressure and cause ourselves huge stress by believing this nonsense that we're just not good enough. Have you been there? Then I have a word from God for you today. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7. Did you get that? Each one of us has been given a particular set of gifts and abilities. They're all different, but they're all given by the one God. And the gifts he's given you, he's given you through his sovereign will and choice. You are who you are because he made you that way. He didn't make a mistake. You're no boo-boo. You're exactly who God purposed you and made you to be. Now, get your heart around that, and all of a sudden, you're set free from this nonsense. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. Hello? Is anyone listening to this? I, for one, need constant reminding because I can end up getting stressed out by having a wrong view of who I am. It's about trading in your self-image, pushing it over the counter, and getting a faith image in return from God. And this God says you're beautiful and you're just who you were meant to be. Now get on with it and be that person. Sure, grow and mature and learn and make mistakes and get up again and keep going. That's par for the course. That's what it's meant to be. But you've been given gifts by God. Now be that person and use those gifts. And finally, the third thing we're going to chat about today that causes us needlessly to put ourselves under stress is not letting go of the past. How many people are still holding on to the failures and the hurts and the regrets of the past? How many people are living under the reproach of the past? Come on, the past is the past. You and I can't change it, and God is in the business of setting us free from it. Mark this. Before Israel was able to cross over the Jordan River and enter the promised land, God had to deal with their past. Joshua chapter 5, verse 9, the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt, the reproach of the past." And so that place is called Gilgal to this day. You've heard that saying, don't cry over spilt milk, right? Yes, wipe it up and clean up the mess. Yes, learn from the mistake that you made so you won't spill it again. But don't just stand there and wish you hadn't spilt the milk and spend the rest of your life looking down at this milk that's going rancid and putting a stench in your nose. Don't stay in that moment of failure because you can't unspill the milk. It just doesn't make sense. Jesus came to set you free from the past, to bind up your broken heart, to give you a vision for the future, a new set of eyes to see, a new set of ears to hear, a new life to live. Jesus came to lift the reproach of the past off your shoulders so that it won't cause you any more stress. Come on, there are enough things out there to stress you out. Without your health, your false feelings of inadequacy, and your past hurts doing it for you. Do you think? Before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily resource that I'd love to send you to help you draw closer to God and to live in the quiet confidence and peace that he wants to give you. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or indeed watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free, and to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.